Maraming salamat sa inyong pag-download mula sa SBS Radio. Para sa mga detalye kung paano mapapakinggan ng buo ang programa, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Maring kayo'y nasa inyong kabataan o may katandaan na, kayo ay nasa panganib pa rin na mahawa ng sexually transmitted infection sa bawat panibagong pakipagrelasyong sekswal. Sa pinakahuling National Health Research, napag-alaman na 16% ang magkakaroon ng sexually transmitted infection o STI sa kanilang buhay. Maaring mahirapang kumonsulta sa dalubhasang ilan na nagmumula sa mga komunidad na di bukas na tinatalakay ang pakipagtalik o sex. Ang detalye sa ulat ni Amy Chen Yu Wang na isinalaysay sa wikang Filipino. Ang pinakapangkaraniwang uri ng STI sa Australia ay ang chlamydia, kung saan karamihan ng mga apektadong tao'y mga kabataan. Paliwanag ng Medical Director para Family Planning New South Wales, Dr. Deborah Bateson.
So most chlamydia is what we call simple chlamydia. It's easily treated, a single dose of antibiotics. It never develops into what we call pelvic inflammatory disease. But if a woman does develop pelvic inflammatory disease, so that's quite a serious condition, and it's not treated, then it could go on to form infertility. It could go on to develop chronic pain.
3/4 ng kaso ng chlamydia ay di nadadiagnose dahil kadalas ay walang nararamdamang sintoma ang mga tao. Ngunit ayon kay Dr. Bateson, may ilang mga senyales na dapat bantayan.
Women sometimes, for instance, can get bleeding in between their periods, or in particular bleeding after intercourse. They could have a vaginal discharge, or they could have pelvic pain. Men, if they did have symptoms, mostly they don't, they could get pain on urination, for instance, or again pain around the testes, so other types of pain as well. Again, a discharge, of course, from the end of the penis. So that can be one of the symptoms of chlamydia and other STIs like gonorrhea.
Pinagngangasiwaan ni Adele Murdulo ang Multicultural Center for Women's Health. Ito'y pinamumunuan at pinapatakbo ng mga kababaihan mula iba't ibang lahi, kultura at paniniwala at mga refugee. Anya, mas mataas ang panganib sa mga international students na mahawa ng STI.
So they're coming to Australia at the same time as, perhaps they're meeting new people and wanting to have sexual relationships with them. However, if they haven't had access to sex education in their country of origin, and we found that that is the case for large groups of people who are coming as students, then they can go into sexual relationships without the information they need to protect themselves.
Pinamumunuan naman ni Allison Colejo ang Center for Culture, Ethnicity and Health sa Victoria. Anya, ang mga nararamdamang tinatag na cultural pressure paminsan ang nagiging sanhi ng problema sa kalusugang sekswal sa mga kabataan na nagmumula sa multikultural na lahi.
There's issues around virginity. So, for instance, if there's cultural pressure to be a virgin when you get married, often young people will have anal sex to protect their virginity. This also puts a lot more physical stress and much more risk of contracting STIs.
Napag-alaman sa annual surveillance report ng Kirby Institute na higit sa may 25,000 kataong nabubuhay ng mga HIV sa Australia noong katapusan ng taong 2015. 68% ng mga na-diagnose noong taong iyo'y mga gay at bisexual na kalalakihan. Ngunit ayon kay Allison Colejo, maaring di gaanong nagiging maingat sa panganib ng HIV ang mga kabataang kalalakihang nasa same-sex na relasyon dahil sa pag-aakala na ang Australia mayroong world-class na sistemang pangkalusugan.
We know that young men who are trying to break into the mainstream gay scene, if they have decided to come out, are particularly vulnerable to racism and exposure to, things like HIV, because they are, told that, those things don't exist.
Ang mga tao ay maaaring mahawa ng HIV nang walang nararamdamang sintoma ng hanggang 10 taon o higit pa. Habang ang mga naitalang kaso ng AIDS ay mabilis na bumaba nang sinimula ng epektibong antiretroviral therapy noong taong 1994, ayon kay Dr. Deborah Bateson, kailangan mag-ingat pa rin at gumamit ng proteksyon ng mga tao sa mga panahon na sila'y nakikipagtali.
Some people will get a sort of flu-type illness, but many people won't know they've contracted the virus.
Maaari ding maapektuhan ang mga mas nakakatandang Australiano ng STI. Sa pinakahuling Australian Study of Health and Relationships, napag-alaman ang mga taong nasa 60 taong gulang ay regular na nakikipagtalik. Ang kaso ng chlamydia sa grupo ng mga edad na ito'y tumaas ng 160% nung nakarang dekada ayon sa National Notifiable Diseases Surveillance System. Ayon kay Dr. Allison Colejo, tumaas ang kaso ng mga STI sa mga aged care facility.
We do know that when partners split up, say the kids are grown up and they split up, that is absolutely a risk time for older, middle-aged people. We're also seeing STIs in aged care facilities as well. I think, again, the assumption that people don't have sex and then not providing them with the right information and, you know, technology to protect themselves like condoms is a really big disadvantage.
Ang hepatitis B ay isa pang uri ng sakit na nakakaapekto sa mga taong isinilang sa ibang bansa. Pangkaraniwang nakukuha ang sakit na ito sa pamamagitan ng tinatawag na unprotected sex o di kaya intravenous drug injection. Hinihikayat ni Allison Colejo ang mga tao mula komunidad na nakaranas ng digmaan o yung tinatawag na post-war communities na magpatest para sa hepatitis B o kaya'y magpabakuna laban dito.
In Australia, when adults contract it, it's usually men who have sex with men. However, with our communities that we work with, they've contracted it usually through vertical transmission, which is from the mother to child at the time of birth.
Ayon kay Adele Murdolo mula Multicultural Center for Women's Health, maaari ding humingi ng tulong pang medikal o kumonsulta ang mga tao. Maaring hindi rin humingi ng tulong pang medikal o kumonsulta ang mga tao dahil sa nahihirapang makipag-usap sa wikang Ingles.
Sometimes there isn't always the possibility of getting an interpreter who is, you know, both if it's a small community in particular who speaks the language adequately and who is also a woman. So that is particularly an issue in rural areas or in areas of Australia that are much smaller.
Mungkahay ni Dr. Deborah Bateson na humingi ng tulong mula serbisyo ng interpreter kung maaari sa maagang panahon bago ang petsa ng konsultasyon.
When you do ring up to make an appointment, whether that's with your GP or whether it's with a specialized service such as a sexual health clinic or a family planning clinic, you need to let the reception staff know that you need an interpreter, that you will need a longer consultation. That's very important.
Inirekomenda niya ang taunang screening para sino mga aktibong nakikipagtalik o sa wikang Ingles na sexually active. Di kaya'y nakipagtalik ng walang proteksyon o pag-iingat sa panibagong ka-partner.
If you have a regular GP, you can see them for STI screening. We know that sometimes people prefer to separate that bit of their life sometimes because they feel it is quite sensitive and they'd rather go somewhere a bit anonymous, such as a family planning clinic, such as, you know, a sexual health clinic. If you had any, you know, any concerns around discharge or pain at the genitals, pain in the pelvis, we'd get you to come along.
Mahalaga ang tandaan na minsan walang nararamdaman o nakikitang sintoma ang sexually transmitted infection. Si Dr. Deborah Bateson.
So people can have chlamydia, for instance, without even knowing it themselves. And that's how STIs spread in the community. So that's why we obviously talk about the importance of condoms, because you can't tell by looking at someone whether they could have an STI.
Sakaling naghihinala kayo na kayo'y mayroong sexually transmitted infection, bisitahin ang inyong general practitioner o GP o local family planning clinic o sexual health center. Para sa karagdagang impormasyon, bisitahin ang Health Direct website o tumawag sa 24/7 immediate interpreting hotline na 131-457.
Kayo ay nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Mapapakinggan ng live ang buong programa araw-araw sa inyong radio at sa on-demand sa pamamagitan ng website at sa SBS Radio mobile app. Magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.